Join me and my family as members of KRVS during their annual spring fundraiser.
Good morning. Welcome to the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. It's day one of our spring fundraiser and the day after Festival International. What a great time this festival was, and I hope many of you, if you couldn't make it to festival, or even if you did, were able to spend some time on 88.7 or KRVS.org and enjoy some of the marvelous music that hit the streets of Lafayette over the weekend. It was something else. So, going from Festival International to our spring fundraiser, if you, as you've been hearing all morning, if you have come to rely on the kind of programming you get here, there's nothing else like it on the dial locally. This can only happen by your support, and if you give us a call at 482-5787-337-482-KRVS, we can definitely help you support us. And we hope that you will do that. We'll be here for the next, we'll be here through Sunday night asking for your support. We're going to listen to a lot of great music this hour. There are there's a fine new release from New Orleans-based outfit Rotary Downs that we've been playing. We're going to get to another track from the new release Traces. We'll also hear Givers. They are currently back at Dockside Studios working on their follow-up to In Light. We'll go back to and relive In Light in just a couple of minutes. But let's begin with a classic from 1978. I remember buying this single at Bleecker Bob's on McDougal Street, right in Greenwich Village, back in, I think, October of 1978 when it was first released. This is Susie and the Banshees with Hong Kong Garden.
Fast. Said you are your taking turns, such a mess to impress. Let's dig in. Stop thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking. Stop again.
With a warning. feel your life's a joke, that it has been from the start. You might wonder if there's life beyond the sun, if we're not the only ones. Is there someone coming? Bright light in darkness lingers on.
Brand new from Rotary Downs, that's the opening track to their latest release entitled Traces. I think it either hit last week or will be released this week. The New Orleans group members James Marler, Chris Colombo, Jason Ryan, Zach Smith, Alex Smith, and Anthony Cuccia, they performed the opening track. It's entitled Orion. Again, that's taken from Traces, the new album by Rotary Downs that was recorded by Ivan Klesanin, formerly of KRVS. Givers before that, from their 2011 release In Light, we heard Ripe, a fine tune led by Tiff Lamson, a former producer here, show producer here at KRVS. I was talking to Taylor Grisco last night at the after party at the Blue Moon for Festival International, and I was commenting how I've been seeing pictures on Facebook of Givers back in the studio working on their follow-up to In Light, and Taylor seems quite excited about this, and I'm excited to hear the fruit of their next endeavor. Givers with Ripe. And we began with a classic from 1978. As I said, a single I picked up in New York City, my one and only trip there in October of 1978, when the song had just came out, purchased it at Bleecker Bob's Hong Kong Garden. Here at almost 17 minutes past the hour, this is KRVS's Spring Fundraiser 2014. Oh, there's that nice music. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a little wet on the outside as I speak. Mostly cloudy today with a high of around, somewhere in the lower 80s. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, and a 30% chance of showers on Tuesday. Low this evening of just 71. Currently it's overcast 79 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Spring fundraiser, as I said, kicking off today. We'll be here through Sunday night asking for your support. We'd like to thank all of you who have pledged your support so far, either answering our responses by mail, doing them online, and actually many people are already beginning to renew. Folks like Craig and Kelly Strange, renewing their membership from right here in Lafayette. You can do so by simply going to our website, krvs.org, or give us a call. We have folks in the studio line, 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And I know it's the first day, it's just after festival. You're going, man, I spent all my cash, I'm out of money. But we won't collect right away. We need to know that you support what we do. Not everyone, this is not radio for everyone. The special audience that does appreciate KRVS, the way this works is that you help support us, and we provide the service for you, and hopefully you'll be satisfied with it. And we can only do that with your support. You've been listening to us for years. You know the drill. We come to you twice yearly. And if you can at least take advantage of one of those opportunities each year, that's what we need to keep KRVS running. 482-5787 or pledging online safely and securely at krvs.org. Let us know what shows you're listening to and how long you've been listening. Tell us a little about yourself. We always like to hear about the audience. Going on, things happening locally, Dr. Tanya Ekanyaka will be in concert this evening here at the UL Auditorium in Ducre Guilfrey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. This is free and open to the public, and this will take place again 7:30 p.m. She is Sri Lanka's most distinguished, acclaimed composer pianist. Again, that is Dr. Tanya Ekanyaka, again in concert this evening in the Ducre Guilfrey Auditorium in Angel Hall, 7:30 p.m. Great opportunity to catch world-class music, as though we haven't been catching it for the past several days right here in downtown Lafayette. But music, there's never enough music, so great chance to go out and check that out. Also, this Thursday, May 1st, 2014, Anna Popovic, the noted guitarist, blues guitarist and vocalist, will be performing at Vermilionville's Performance Center. That will be happening again Thursday, 7 o'clock, doors open, show starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are still available. You can go to Vermilionville's website. I think there's a link to purchase tickets. Again, that's blues lady Anna Popovic coming to Lafayette this Thursday, May 1st. Also, Les Petites Voix, the Children's Community Choir of the Louisiana Choral Foundation, will present its free spring concert on Sunday, May 4th, 3 p.m., at the St. Luke Simpson Methodist Church on Country Club Road. For more information, you can call 491-9348. Time to get to more music here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. And if you're listening, please pledge your support. Consider pledging your support to help us continue doing what we do. We're playing some Givers last hour. Givers were strongly influenced by folks like Paul Simon and Talking Heads. Chris and Tina of Talking Heads were around festival all weekend. Many people ran into them. We're going to go a couple of years back now. Title track to Paul Simon's most recent album. This is So Beautiful, or So What? ¶¶
oxygen pot. I'm gonna flavor it with okra, cayenne pepper to make it hot. You know life is what we make of it, so beautiful or so white. I'm gonna tell my kids a bedtime story, a play without a plot. Will it have a happy ending? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I tell them life is what you make of it, so beautiful or so what. So a coin dropped in a slot. I am an empty house on Weed Street, across the road from the vacant lot. You know life is what you make of it, so beautiful or so what. And it's strange the way we're ignorant, how we seek out bad advice, how we jigger it and figure it, mistaking value for the price, and play a game with time and love like a pair of rolling dice. So beautiful. So overlooking the parking lot, pointing at a figure in the distance, Dr. King has just been shot, and the siren's long melody singing the Savior pass me not. And it's strange the way we're ignorant, how we seek out bad advice, how we jigger it and figure it, mistaking value for the price, and play a game with time and love like a pair of rolling dice. So beautiful, so
pure pain.
Music by Kurt Vile, going back to the Waken on a Pretty Days release. That was Pure Pain. Before that, Paul Simon with So Beautiful or So What. It was such a beautiful day, I decided to put it on. And getting on the online and finding out that poor Paul had that little trouble yesterday or last night or night before last. Looks like there was a domestic disturbance between Mr. Simon and his wife, Edie Burkell. So anyway, we hope that all gets resolved. But Paul Simon, definitely an influence on folks like Givers and many people worldwide, and especially what he did, what he employed, and what he influenced in Southwest Louisiana. Paul Simon, So Beautiful or So What? And So the World Turns. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, where it is, again, our first day of our spring fundraiser, and coming in the day after Festival International, you know, you can hear the fatigue in many of our voices, and I'm sure your voice is not much better if you were out there any of the days. The incredible five-day event is just takes its toll on you personally, but as everyone knows, that Monday post-festival feeling is that good kind of tired. You're tired, but it's a good kind of tired. But we don't want to let that good kind of tired take you from your somewhat of a responsibility to support the station that you depend on each and every day. That's KRVS, and we hope that you will do so with a pledge of support. Our website is krvs.org, a safe and easy way to pledge your support there using your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. It'll only take a couple of minutes, or give us a call here at the studio line, 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, very painless way to do it. We can also break those payments up if you'd like. If you can't, if you'd like a $75 contribution, pick up one of those nice T-shirts or premiums. For a $125 contribution, one of those fine CDs or various thank you gifts. We can break those payments up. We can either charge your credit card a certain amount that you you will tell us to extract from it, or you can pay it in one lump sum. It's quite easy to do. Again, you can do that by just logging on to krvs.org. More new music. Well, we got War Paint's new album up ahead, their self-titled new release. We'll also hear an upcoming track, one of my favorites from local outfit, The Amazing Nuns. And once again, not too many the outlets for local, you know, groups that don't do Cajun and Zydeco or can be somewhat limited in this area. So if you value KRVS as a resource for local music that is not necessarily in the traditional vein, you know, you get that too, but you can also get the other things here on KRVS on a regular basis. Definitely here on the Caravan, you can consider pledging your support, many of the local groups. We will get to some Amazing Nuns in just a few minutes. And I see Judith Merriweather is walking in. Judith, do you have something for us?
Just want to thank a few people, Cecil, and I want to make sure that you knew that Frank and Tony Productions pledged earlier.
Oh, well, fine. Yes, they're doing that great Anna Popovic concert.
I know they appreciate your program so much, so thanks so much to Frank and Tony Productions. Also, thanks to Jamie Pierce Roche, who just called in. Jamie Pierce used to volunteer with KRVS, she said, about 15 years ago. So, Jamie, thank you so much for your contribution, calling in from Mandeville. We appreciate that. And Jesse Rayo of Karen Crow calling in. His contribution. Thank you very much. So please call in now. We know how many of you love Cecil's program. You listen to it every day. It's a resource, a pleasure to you. Please call 337-482-5787 482-KRVS or make that pledge now online at krvs.org and leave a comment for Cecil. Tell him how much you appreciate the program, how long you've been listening, and just anything else you'd like to add to tell Cecil. We'll be happy to relay that to him and give your message. The important thing is to support these programs. This is public radio. We're nonprofit, non-commercial. We can't do it without your help. We're going to get back on with the Medicine Ball Caravan, but please keep the phones ringing or make that contribution online.
And thank you, Judith. Yeah, this weekend at Festival International, it was really humbling. I ran into so many people who just walked up to me, said they've been longtime listeners of the station and to the show, and folks walking by in front of our remote facility at the Lafayette Science Museum stopped by, you know, hands on hearts pointing to us. So we really appreciate that. It's great to know so many of you out there truly rely on us and make us part of your everyday. So we can only do that with your help. Again, 482-5787 or krvs.org for your support. We're going to go into our next set. I mentioned we were going to do some new War Paint and some Amazing Nuns, but let's start off with the release from last year, his first in 10 years. And a much-heralded return to the fold for Mr. David Bowie. From the next day, this is Love is Lost. Hang on. That is not that. It is not what is was on deck. This is what's on. This is what's. Excuse me, folks. It's day after fundraiser. I need to get my bearings straight here. Now, no, we're gonna we are going to get to a whole set of music. Sorry, folks. I have my stacks set, and I was cueing you on to something that's supposed to happen in another few minutes. Let's go to this track from 1970. This is the California group Spirit with Morning Will Come. Who will it?
Yes, the morning. rusted bones.
Jazz Brass Bed, featuring Allison Bowl. Happy birthday, Allison. One of the most creative people in this area and a whole generation of very creative individuals. That's He Needs Me, taken from the Popeye film, written by Harry Nilsson and on the On Nilsson tribute album by Brass Bed. Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks doing Chart Junk. Before that, from Wig Out of Jag Bags, and we began with Spirit doing Morning Will Call. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Now, as promised, let's get to the album from last year by David Bowie, The Next Day, Love is Lost, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. 482-5787 to pledge your support, also at krvs.org. amazing new music by local group The Amazing Nuns. It's called Unknown. Get the opportunity to hear many tracks and albums before their official release right here on KRVS and the Medicine Ball Caravan, especially local groups. So if you appreciate that or you have utilized the system, we need your support to keep this going. A pledge of support at 482-5787 or 482-KRVS will keep things a-running. Before The Amazing Nuns, it was War Paint with Love Is to Die from their self-titled sophomore album, and David Bowie doing Love Is Lost from his return to the fold last year, an album entitled The Next Day. Valerie Green is up with a spring fundraising edition of Harpistry. And at 1 o'clock, it's The Flip Side with James Vanway. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks again for your support and for everyone out at Festival International.